What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hey, you guys, welcome to another unbelievable episode of 902-1ONG with my lovely co-host. Jen's here, I'm here, and Amy's here.
Hello.
Can I give this 10 OMGs? Can I give
you
this
100 OMGs? You can't, Amy. You can't yet. OMGs. You can't jump to the end.
Jeez, you don't even say hello anymore.
What you can get them freak. Excited. She's very excited about this one, you guys.
Well, this is the Super Bowl for 90210. Do you know what I mean?
Like what?
We're coming up to the finale.
I don't watch sports.
This is major. Like we're leaning toward the finale. We only have two left.
But this is more like the playoffs.
Yeah, but freaking solid playoffs.
Okay, you guys watch sports. I don't watch sports. So can you talk in terms?
I have no choice but to watch sports. Is the thing.
Maybe to give it in Tory terms, it's
okay.
The
tell me something.
Semi-annual Nordstrom sale.
Oh my God, I'm
leading
in.
Okay, up to guys. What?
I don't know.
The final sale.
Nordstrom's rack? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Remember the Fred Siegel when they would have that sale?
Oh, man.
It's like
that was
the
a good
day
one.
Before that. The day before that.
Oh, okay, I'm lining up. Okay, I'm here for it.
This is the end of the whole big college play thing, right?
Can I ask you guys
I'm really
something?
I'm sad to see her go. Yeah.
Speaking of, so I started to allude to this when she first appeared, Tracy Middendorf. But now, and I kind of held back because everyone's like, no spoilers, you know, whatever. I remember being 20 and watching this episode and it being so real, right? Now it's a little bit over the top or almost campy, horror filmy.
Well, I don't know. I thought when I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is so ridiculous. But my daughter, who's 20, was watching it and she was like, oh my God, I'm so scared. What's going to happen? Like, what do you mean what's going to happen? Obviously, she's going to try to kill herself and then Steve's going to come in and save the day and it's going to be over.
So I am so happy you're saying that because it all came back to me being 20 and being like disturbed by it. And that is why forever since, I cannot watch Tracy Middendorf in anything else she does.
That's a little extreme.
You're saying you? In 1994, you decided at that point, I'm never watching Tracy Middendorf act again.
Well, I didn't say that, but when she pops up on things, it
you're triggered.
Scars me. Like, I'm like, ugh. And I remember, like, I was 20 years old. So I was the exact same age as your kid. Like, it was so, she seemed so unhinged, but yet real. So it didn't seem kind of as, like, soapy as it does now. It felt so real. Like, this girl is unwell and crazy.
Definitely and unwell.
Effing with my people. Like, what? Mm-hmm.
And this episode is directed by James Eckhouse. I wonder if, was this his first episode to direct?
Yes.
I think so, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy you say that, too, because I noticed some, like, really dramatic close-ups, especially of you, Jenny, that I loved.
Oh, your boyfriend gave you some close-ups, huh? See, even back then, there was a little thingy thing.
I didn't even tell him that I liked his hairy chest back then.
Maybe pulled a Brenda. Yeah. You went to his house late at night, and you're like, let me stroke that chest hair.
Give
me
a close-up. Your back hair.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. Eckhouse.
So what is it like for you guys watching this? Because it took me right back.
Can we explain what episode we're doing?
Jeez. All right.
I'm excited.
Let's see. This is season 4, episode 29, Truth or Consequences, aired May 4th, 1994.
Synopsis: Donna defends Brenda when she is accused of hitting the casting couch. Laura Kingman, aka Tanya Harding, will stop at nothing to get what she wants. Suzanne makes a huge announcement, and Dylan accuses Kelly of being a negative Nelly.
Directed by James Eckhouse, written by Richard Golantz.
And for the sake of this conversation, can we just like be allowed to use words like crazy and psycho? Because I know like PC.
Wait, what do you mean?
People don't always like those words. Like, you're not supposed to call someone crazy. But for the sake of this, can we just like go there? Because she so disturbs me. It's disturbing.
You can say whatever you want on this podcast, Amy. I think we've established that.
It literally took me back. And I was like, she's so creepy. This is why I don't, like, I can't watch her in other things. I can't remember if, like, Days of Our Lives was before this or after, but.
And he goes after.
Oh, she makes me so uncomfortable. And obviously it's Laura, but I will say, I think Tracy Middendorf played her so well that it was just.
She was great.
It was so gnarly.
Yeah, she was bonkers.
She's got the big eyes that seem crazy.
Yeah, like Looney Tune eyes.
It is just, I don't want to be mean, but her eyes remind me of another public figure that's in jail now, prison now.
What?
Do you guys know?
This is more important.
Tracy Middendorf, she has played literally two separate storylines and characters.
On the show.
It was whole thing with Steve and all of that. And we were all like, and then we're like, okay, and she's gone. That was a huge storyline.
Yes.
And now this one, it's like.
Maybe the writers saw in her, like, and the producers like, wow, this girl is capable of going there. Let's bring her back to be that person.
I'm curious if that's how it went down. That they were like, no, we're not ready to get rid of her yet. Let's bring her in and do something really badass. Wow.
And weirdly, I wish she would come on because. I wonder if she looks back and hates this or loves it.
I really would love to have her on. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to know if she, yeah.
I want to know how to her?
Yes, we've been trying, but we'll keep trying. I want to know.
Is she busy?
That's what they always say. All of our cast, they're always too busy to do this show.
I like the air quotes. No one can see that.
But maybe she doesn't.
Yeah. You could see it.
I don't know, but maybe it's so unhinged that it makes her as uncomfortable as it makes me.
I don't know. I'd love to find out. Let's ask her. But does anybody care to discuss at all Brenda's new hairdo in the middle of a storyline?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
You didn't notice her new hairdo? Okay, now I don't feel so bad about not noticing your hair color change.
Fair.
Donna's
hair is a good 2-3 inches shorter.
Yes.
It's almost red with like light tones streaked throughout.
That was happening last episode, the little bit of...
The curtain bangs a bit, too.
So you're saying in the middle of the episode, it literally...
Not the episode, just story arc. Like these three episodes, the diva thing. Okay.
I did notice it. And Donna's hair is getting shorter, too. I mean, they're just letting y'all get haircuts middle of the thing. They just don't care anymore.
The hair department has lost all control at this
point. Fourth season, we're like, we're in charge now.
Yeah. And I'll do whatever I want to my hair.
Fabric makers of floral print are making gobs of money.
Oh my God. There was one scene with all three or four girls. Everybody was wearing a floral dress.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's so good. Should we go in order? Like,
yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
So but that was my first thing. Yeah. All of a sudden, Brenda has short red hair.
we start the peach pit.
I don't know how come Kelly can be so catty with her friend Brenda when they just made up. Like, doesn't she seem super catty and like backstabby a little bit, like right there for no reason? Like, I thought this was resolved.
It was resolved. See, I feel like there was like a little thing missing.
Like
you both were going for the parts. I guess you kind of made up. Then Brenda, we know that Brenda went to his house. And then the next thing you know, we're in the peach pit.
And you and Kelly and Donna are like against her, like two, it's two against one. It feels very confrontational.
It did.
And accusatory.
Awkward.
And they're like arms crossed. Like it just feels just weird.
Donna stays true to Donna, though. She's always, like, impartial. She's always fair. She's always seeing it the right way. But then she gets a little shy and just won't, like, super stand up for everybody.
I don't know. Man. I felt like in that episode, in that scene, I mean, she was a little bit more,
Kelly.
I don't know what the right word.
Her on face.
Kelly's on the same team as Kelly at that moment.
Yes.
Or, like, disbelieving of Brenda. When I was like, oh, that's weird for Donna to be have such a kind of an opinion without really knowing the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I noticed that too. It was like, oh, she's coming over to the dark side.
The opposite, actually. She's coming over to the light side. Not
my question for y'all is, are these people actually good friends? Because they're mean to each other.
They're like, mean. When did that happen? They didn't used to be mean.
No, in every episode, there's like conflict and drama with a resolution of them being like, I'm so glad I have you. You're my real friends. But it's like, why are y'all fighting so much if y'all are so tight?
Yeah, that could have been handled so much differently. I mean, I would have thought that the girls would have been like, tell us everything. Oh my God, what happened? Mm-hmm. And like, not saying, oh, there's a rumor and...
Yeah, or if there was like a rumor, wouldn't you be like, F this and stand up for your friend
up for
and be
her.
Like,
you would. But a man wrote this episode.
Say that again, Tori.
But a man wrote this episode. So,
well, he sure made Steve a big D word because Steve is an A in
ASS. Oh my God. I don't know, but I live for the Brenda Steve fight. I live for it so hard. And maybe it's because I knew about stuff going on behind the scenes at that point with them.
Wait, was this before the scrambled egg makeup trailer incident?
Yep. Talk to me.
But
talk
probably to me. Not soon before. It's probably
gives me. You cannot even do that.
There's
to me
not
without.
Much time left for that. So it's got to be right in here.
It's
you guys, please. I need to know. Okay, what are you talking about?
I feel like we've talked about this before. No.
Give it
so
up.
Bad. Tori and I were both in the makeup trailer, as good little girls do, sit there and get their makeup done. And Ian was in there, probably shaving his chest hair or something.
And we were in there at 6 a.m. at our call time, 6 to 6, getting ready, 2 hours of makeup hair.
I don't know. Maybe somebody was, I think maybe that was a day that Shannon had something going on in her real life. It transferred and she couldn't get to work on time that day. Whatever it was, no judgment, no whatever. But Ian had a real big problem with it that morning, and he came into the trailer with his breakfast burrito, maybe, on a, you know, paper plate, super glamorous, and he was eating it, and was it her, did she come in and he was talking to her, or was he just, she came in, wait, help me. The details.
So the makeup trailers are really long. They accommodate how many chairs? Really narrow.
Yeah. But they're like 20 feet long, 30 feet long.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And half of it's
chairs for hair, half of his chairs for makeup. So he's at one end and he's standing. And I believe, Jen, you were sitting next to him getting your hair done, correct?
I don't remember. I think you were close, definitely within the splash zone. Yeah.
Yes. You took the hit. So she was there in the other side of the trailer. It opens and Shannon comes in. So they're a whole trailer apart. I'm here somewhere in the middle of watching this all go down. Of course, Donna's in the middle. And she comes in and he was just fed up that she was late. It didn't matter at that point. It was a consistent behavior, whether she was going through something or not. It was just happened. It set him off. Maybe he didn't like his breakfast burrito. We don't know. But Jen, take it away.
He screamed something that I will never forget. It was, I can't say it on this podcast. But as he was saying it.
While he's doing it. Eggs. There's eggs flying everywhere, all
Bits
over Jen.
Of burrito. Blech. Flying down over me like a air show.
Oh, no.
Oh, the memories.
Walt was probably like, I'm going to have to blow her hair out again.
What?
There goes the bank.
The heck?
These are the good memories.
Was that commonplace?
Yeah, that we had all had enough of the lateness and the holding up of, you know, 100 people.
Yeah, and the crew too. Yeah, it wasn't just like us sitting around waiting, you know, an entire person waiting.
This happened during this most dramatic episode ever.
We don't know which episode, but it's got to be in this, like, you know, 5 episode range.
And then the two of them have the biggest fight pretty much ever. Of, like, definitely them, and, like, real mudslinging. Like, unkind things were thrown in their fight.
The lines in that scene, I was like, this is so not 90210. This is so, and she's like, you're weak. And I was like, this is weird. Let's make one thing clear. I'm your brother's friend, not yours.
Yeah,
and she goes, what a relief. I don't know. I was just like,
I wrote.
Yeah, it sounds like they think of was rewriting. Breakfast burrito and the C word. So that's all I could think of watching those two. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Is this it?
All the theater acting is getting everybody just too riled up.
Maybe it's that.
It's just not good for the gang.
God, I don't even know.
The gang needs a good kumbaya moment.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
But Steve really did look sexy at the beach when he came up to talk to Kelly and Donna and David.
He did.
Like silk open at the bottom with his buttons. I thought he looked good.
He did look good.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Oh my God, you must love Steve in this episode, Amy. Oh my gosh.
I do love him in this episode in parts. Oh. There are parts where I'm like, ew, you're being gross. Like
which parts?
When he's just so mean to Brenda and
jumps on the
that she slept with Roy Randolph and then almost sort of
I love it.
He almost took pleasure in spreading the rumor, and I didn't love that. Where we know how Steve is with Kelly, right? He's so loyal and supportive, and everyone also has had Steve's back multiple times. Through thick and thin, and a lot
of Brenda.
I mean, she's sort of just never tight with him, but he just railroaded her for Laura Kingman so fast.
I almost feel like this is like the first time we've seen them in a scene like this, like just these two characters.
And I understand. So say it was Celeste.
They always kind of felt that way about each other. Now Steve, it's just coming out. Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Say it was Celeste. I could maybe find a little bit more of a place of understanding, like that was his girlfriend. He loved her, blah, blah. But this is just Laura Kingman, who already did something so troubling to Steve that it's just like,
like tried to send him to jail forever.
Totally.
And now he loves her. Wait, what about the scene when she's rubbing his shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so creepy. I can't even.
And then she's basically rubbing his shoulders, being like, please murder Brenda.
Yeah.
Just but he take can't her see her out at
he
the
can't kneecap. See like her, the googly crazy eyes that she's making. But then so all of a sudden he's like, are you serious? Wait, are you serious?
Unhinged. She's so unhinged. With
and then
the
she's
creepy
typing up, I hate Brenda Club. And she's like, what? I got
she's
nothing here.
The reason.
First of all, the creepy masks on her door.
Oh my God.
But you know what? That
I
is tragedy
loved it.
And comedy.
Sorry,
Amy. If you can't handle that
creepy
visual.
She's then such an actor.
The call to Mrs. Walsh just made me sick. Like she's like, oh, rehearsal's at 4. And I'm like, oh,
crazy lady.
Obviously, she's amazing at playing this, but yes. Like, I literally was like, no amount of money could get me to play this part. It's so whack.
Amy, I bet there's a dollar amount.
Name it.
Name
like,
it.
Like, when you guys love Amy, to play that part?
I think you would, and I think we should reenact a scene.
Oh,
I
my God.
Do it if I
you're
tried.
Right.
Dun, dun. Scene
you
reenactment.
Would be so good
Laura
as her.
Kingman right there.
Mm-hmm.
Will you? Next week, Amy, will you do it?
Don't get me wrong. She'll do it for free. For free, true. I know. But the final scene in the theater, literally, it was spooky, the walking in the dark. And I'm like, this is a horror movie. Like, Freddy Krueger's coming. And then I don't even want to, like, make light of it because it was so... What?
Wait, but before that, what about when Steve says, I think he's talking to like Brandon and Kelly and maybe Donna at the coffee shop, or whatever. And he calls her wacko with a capital J. What? He says she's wacko with a capital J. Oh,
because I think during that time, wacko Jacko, like Michael Jackson was at.
I think it's a Michael Jackson.
Icky. Joke he was making.
He also said her driveway doesn't go all the way to the street.
I kind of like that one.
That one was less sort of disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, but then that whole scene with it in the where she, you know, she's going to the theater, you know, she's gonna do something tragic.
Just loved her in that slip dress. God, I loved her in that slip.
Oh yeah, she puts the dress back on and she's like full glam and the rope. She knows how to tie the rope.
It's the Jessica Lange in the monkey movie. What's the movie with the giant monkey?
In King Kong.
King Kong.
King Kong. King Kong.
Totally. But all I could think is the last moment. I was like, she doesn't know how to tie a rope. Why did it take her so long?
I was like, oh my God.
She's flustered. She's emotional. And she forgot how to tie a noose knot, apparently.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
That's what I was thinking the same
thing. It was so dramatic. I can't believe Jim Walsh directed this. Oh my gosh.
Another one of my favorite parts. You Beverly Hills people. She was so good. That was like.
Oh, it was good. I love that scene when they come out of the theater and she's like running and he catches her and she beats on him for a minute and then runs away.
Oh, yeah.
And she hugs him and then she beats on him some more. It's so good.
Speaking of running, I also love when Steve is running and smacks right dab into Brenda. And kind of, it's almost like a hug. And then he's like, she's gone to the theater to do something terrible to herself. And then Brenda takes off like she's Wonder Woman, Linda Carter. Like, I was just like.
It's so true.
Oh, guys, God. I don't want to, like, I made a special, I didn't make it, but I picked up a special salmon and, like, salad and, like, I had a little salmon and a little steak. I'm not going to lie. And
I was a little date night with yourself.
Holy, I was in my bed eating salmon, watching this thing go down. Like, I knew how amazing it was. And I was like, I cannot get enough. Suddenly then the chocolate covered Oreo. I'm just reaching for that. Like,
You were pulling an Andrea, basically. It felt a little like escalated to like Melrose Place a little bit, which yes. I like.
Marsha Cross pulling off her hair.
Oh yeah, I'm in, guys. I'm in.
I really liked it too. And then in the end, when poor Brenda, it's just it's so hard being an actress. You got to get used to it, hon.
Oh my God! Wait,
that's nothing.
Yeah, right. What about when Steve goes, how did Brenda get the part from Laura? What did she put a spell on her?
Oh, hey. Did you know she was going to be on Charmed?
Yes, that was such foreshadowing.
The whole thing, I just haven't recovered from it. Like,
and you don't have to. Enjoy them. Live in the moment. This is brilliant. I just want her back next week. I don't want this to be over. I love the theater.
And how about the fact that Brandon thought maybe she did it?
Brandon, maybe he doesn't believe his twin sister.
Because he's just as much of a snake. He's like, oh, well, I slept with
right,
the,
I did it.
And I'm about to sleep with the I don't know. I feel like he's going to hook up with the chancellor's daughter any minute.
Oh, right. I slept with the professor and then, or the professor's wife. and now I'm going to sleep with the chancellor's daughter.
Brandon
went from like good boy to like.
But as long as he's wearing a tie, you believe him. Because what about when he wears a tie in the peach pit for no reason?
I was angry at that.
And then he goes to the chancellor's office for actual, like a professional meeting, has no tie on.
I was really angry why he was wearing that tie in the peach pit. It was super distracting. And
I didn't like it.
Are Let me ask
about,
you this.
Apparently he didn't like Claire. It either because he took it
we
off.
We got to talk about Andrea and Claire. But first of all, I think Donna thinks she didn't do it. Dylan knows she didn't do it. Kelly is like, pretty much thinks she didn't do it, but it's like, Steve's like, hook, line, and sinker, she did it. Brandon, I think she did it. And Andrea, in a shocking turn, I also think maybe thinks she did it.
It's the hormones. She's all over the place, Andrea.
Let's talk about herself. Kevin and Suzanne for a minute.
You mean we want to talk about Geraldo Rivera?
I cannot look at that man. I'm so sorry.
Is that a fake mustache?
I don't know, but I can't watch him. Were they not thinking this when they cast that man? Good actor, nothing against him. Mm-mm. Great look, mm-hmm. but not for this.
Or anything.
My problem in watching it, and this is not a spoiler, spoiler alert. I know what happens, and so everything he does feels creepy and double.
It's so telling.
It's like he's gonna be a swindler. So what? I can't look at him.
Yeah, he's tipping the hat. What's that called? Tipping the hat.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see the weird side eye?
Yeah, at that one moment when he's like talking about Dylan, or he's saying he's got a plan or something,
and he's just with the weird the so obvious creepy side eye.
Like, and then of course they cut away to Dylan, who's casually just looking the other way. Doesn't see it.
I'm like, this guy.
But he's just such a sucker with Kevin. When did Dylan become so gullible? You would think that this character would be like onto this guy or.
Right.
He's always got some intuition about people.
Well, he was literally caught up in a thing where his father was allegedly killed. You don't think he's distrusting of people? I would. He shouldn't trust anybody.
Yeah, it's just convenient.
He finds out, like, it's just like bananas.
Shocker.
Like,
I don't know what's going to happen with that. I'm guessing they're going to try to take Dylan's money.
Oh my God. Well, I hope it happens soon because I can't look at his mustache anymore. I'm sorry.
And Dylan is being a little just prickly to Kelly.
What? Prickly? You might take the L and the Y off of that word, and that's what he's being.
Oh my God, I had to spell that in my head for a second. Okay.
P-R-I-C-K.
You can't believe that. Like, he's just
I am so sick of the way he talks to her. I want to punch him. Like, who? Why would anybody in the departments above not, like, let these two characters, I don't know. Like, they are acting like two old married people who hate each other.
And he's so team Brenda that it is mean to your girlfriend. Like
why would she stick? Why would she stay for any of it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
It's rough.
So I'm guessing that's going to end soon. Here I am. I'm thinking ahead to the storyline.
Okay,
so
they're going to take Dylan's money. Soon?
Dylan and Kelly are going to break up for goodzos. That's got to happen. They can't stay together.
Are you sure? Then who's he going to be with?
Val, isn't she coming in? I don't know. Claire?
Yeah.
You never know on this show. Could be Donna.
A word.
Nope.
Just for a minute? No? Okay. What about when the only other thing I noted was when Brandon.
Brendan. I'm sick of Steve calling him Brendan. His name is Brandon. Sorry. Go ahead.
He's telling Jimbo that he's going to go to the big conference because he's so important.
Berserkly.
And he's telling him that about the chancellor's daughter and dad's advice, or I guess like way of telling him, well, remember, Brandon, every father's daughter is a virgin. What? Ew. Is that something that fathers say to their sons? Remember, every father's daughter is a virgin.
No, that's gross.
I have to really break it down.
Here's what I think, though. Jim was saying the dad's going to stick with the daughter, and then Claire basically mic dropped on Brandon and was like,
"Oh, she's like, you'll see."
You dumbass. You just went and like tried to out me to my dad, who I am his pride and joy. Mm-hmm. He will never pick you over me. Mic drop.
Boom. I loved it. He goes, well, you just shot yourself in the foot. And he goes, what are you talking about? She goes, you'll see. And she walks off.
Is there ever really a way to thank your mom for everything she does? My mom is my best friend, my rock. I have learned so much from her through the years. Her wisdom has helped shape me, and I love celebrating her, especially on Mother's Day.
This Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. And since she deserves the best, send her the best there is. When it comes to flowers, send her farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
I love that Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano, you guys.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers you can't find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick the delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to your mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code 90210 for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code 90210, Bouqs.com, promo code 90210.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210. Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to bring up Laura Kingman again, but can we talk about the dramatic scene where she's fired by Roy Randolph and she drops that book in front of Brenda.
I was waiting
and says,
for more.
Bitch. I was like,
uh-oh, she's going to throw down right now.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that. Like
and
a brawl. Like
Brenda's
a,
just
a full
looking
brawl.
Down, looking down. So good acting by everybody in the room being uncomfortable, because so was I, just looking down, looking down.
Did you notice though when Brenda comes that day to when she's late for the thing because Laura messed up the schedule for her, mm-hmm. she comes and she walks up the little theater stairs on the edge of the theater and all the other the background actors are in the play. They're walking down, they're walking out, and they're just staring at her like, ooh. And then there's one guy in particular at the top of the stairs who took it so literal. He made like he just wouldn't stop. So he's like. I could stop watching him. Watch her.
Oh my God. So there's good. So much in this. And then Brenda goes to Roy's pad and he's out on his
Why
weird.
Why do they know where he lives? Isn't he's a teacher? Like, what? Why
would that happen with Andrea and the teacher at the beach?
Totally. And why do they all
know? They always know right. where teachers live. That's not
I don't
not
know where one
common.
Teacher ever lived.
No.
No.
I didn't know that they had a house.
Like,
you don't think of them as real human beings.
No, like.
Like, remember you used to see them get in cars and leave and you'd be like, wait, they leave here?
What, wait.
It was so weird.
Where are they
going? In a car.
They have children? They're married? What?
I guess.
But he's got his weird, he's trying to get his tan. He's got his shirt unbuttoned and he's in this like weird backyard of like, literally it looked like a apartment in like Westwood.
Yeah, like AstroTurf walls and stuff. Like, I don't know. But then when he looked, but there was the weirdest thing. Okay, so Brenda's over here, like Brenda's here talking to him and he's here lounging with his chest out. It's creepy. And then for her, she's off camera, right? And he's talking to her like she's just off camera, like just to the right or the left of the camera. And the look, like he's looking off into space, like into Mars, like into the depths of darkness. He can't, there's no connection with his eyeballs and a person, a human that he's talking to. I was like, who is he talking to? And then I was like, remember sometimes when... we would have to leave early for whether it was double ups. We had to go get pushed over to the other set or something, or we had to be wrapped at a certain time. So they would make us leave and then they would finish up scenes with other actors talking to either the script supervisor off camera or like to a tape
Interesting.
Mark that they taped to the camera, which was, we were always be like, oh yeah, I can totally talk to a tape mark. But you can always tell when someone's talking to a tape mark because they're talking to a tape mark. Like, there's just
no one's
reality
that good of an actor that they can just talk to tape.
No, you really should have somebody there off camera, even if it's not real Brenda.
I just had some weird flashback. Wait, did Shannon like this actor? I feel like she didn't like him.
I mean, I don't know. If I was her, I wouldn't like him, but
like in real life,
remember.
I wonder if there's any friction. I don't know.
He was such a Me Too or 20, 30 years before Me Too. And then he's even had to agree, like, to get the job that he's not going to have shenanigans.
With the
I was
co-ed.
Just like, who's hiring this guy?
Was that in the meeting when they hired him? Like, you're not allowed to touch
the co-ed? Said, you're
not
allowed to do this. So he's like, look, I don't like it either because it makes me look bad. And I'm just like... Oh, God.
Yeah. He was grody.
Bad. Ugh. Poor Tanya Harding got a real bad shout out, too. Not poor Tanya.
That was like right when it was going down. That's the whole, when the whole Nancy and Tanya debacle happened.
God. There was some pop culture references in this that stood the test of time. Like that one. You're like, I know what's up.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, good writing, dramatic and crazy, but like,
kind of like, what is going on? I can't stop watching this.
I do have one flag that I want to know if you guys noticed. It was when they were going to the lab, right? Mm-hmm. And they sort of show, I think, the exterior of the lab that looked like stock footage from 1972. Like, what the fudge? Every car, I was like, where did you guys get that?
Well, if you're a scientist and you work in a lab, you're just kind of behind the times. So apparently,
I'm like, did they get that from the Incredible Hulk from 1970, whatever? Because I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, that scene was so boring. Oh,
and I think he's putting nothing in the water. He's like, drop. You can drink it now. And I'm like, that dude did not do anything to that water. It's not drinkable. He's a faker,
but he's magic. He can clean the water in the bay. If only he could have some money from Dylan.
I can't take the storyline. I hate it so much. Oceans. I hate it so much.
It's so boring.
Oh. It's so boring. I'm sorry.
Why would Steve fall for Laura? I don't, that's like, come on.
Because she's hot?
Yeah, she is.
She seems unhinged from the go.
Yeah, but a lot of times guys can't see that. And also, Steve's the kind of guy that wants to fix people and help them.
I suppose. Yeah. But if somebody like wanted to like have you expelled from school, would you not like remember that and be like, I'm not going to.
And then you know, you'd probably be like, I'm going to stay over here.
I'm not going to do that.
Hello, can I refresh your memories? Emily Valentine trying to light everything on fire, gave Brandon drugs, and then seasons later, he suddenly is like, I want to spend forever with you. Yeah, I'm going to go to Paris with you. I'll remember you. And he never remembers her, does he?
Never, not once. No. Never, not once. Mm-mm.
Because
never even talks about her again.
Nope.
They're all thinking with their zippers.
But, but this is the last time we see Laura.
Yeah, because she was literally taken away by two, like, those weren't police officers. Those were, like, medical professionals.
I kind of, they had a different outfit on. You know, they were mental health team.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go with her to the cuckoo bin and see what happens.
Oh, like, that'd be so much
that
fun.
That sounds like fun. I want to see that episode. That's a good movie of the week.
I love when
right
he's all,
there.
Get a grip, Laura. Like, that's going to work, Steve. Get a grip. Like, oh, God, she's. So
I don't know. I think we've said everything there's to say about this episode. So is Claire going to go to Washington with Brandon?
Yeah, Claire's
nodding. Yes, she is.
Yes.
Okay.
Keeps getting good. It's going to keep getting good.
Yeah, now I remember.
What? Something worse than handcuffing herself to the bed?
Something worse than a handy? What?
Something worse than handcuffing herself to the bed?
In lingerie?
That there's more?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, you just got excited. See,
I thought that when Brandon went to Washington was kind of when Kelly and Brandon started to go out.
You'll see.
Oh, wait, what? That's happening too?
Season five?
This is the Super Bowl is coming. So.
Whoa.
Celeste is coming back.
Why is she coming back?
And so is John Sears, right? I'm not crazy.
What? Oh, John Sears is back?
Pretty sure.
I walked into my kid's room the other day and I saw John Sears on Party of, nope. One Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, it's the same exact character.
Did you get triggered?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was literally like, why is John Sears on this show? It was a different show.
Oh, you guys, this was so good. So good. Bad and so good. But when I watched it 30 years ago, it was
poor dress they put Andrea in. It's like, oh my,
like a table.
Oh my God, that was not
like.
Nice.
There's a way to make a pregnant woman look cute. Still, it's like they just literally took a sheet and put her under and said, here we go. This is it. Taking up the whole couch.
Poor thing can't stay in the bed too. She's getting the mail. She's getting an apple.
Oh, she's getting sassy too with her apple swinging. Yeah, she's.
She's like, the medication's making her nuts. She
did you ever go on bed rest with any of your kids, Tor?
Mm-hmm.
Your pregnancies, I mean?
Yeah. Tor, didn't you have like months of bed rest for the baby?
With Finn, the fourth one. I was in Cedars for like almost 3 months.
Not the Cedars hospital part of it all, in bed rest sounds like a dream.
Right.
Oh, no, I wouldn't like that at all going on.
I would be so happy if someone said, you have to lay down and take it easy for
every not a day, huge medical version, but one like just like, cozy.
It's best if you get off your feet. Oh, okay.
Okay. Sure.
I'd be like, thank you. Well, I feel like we've uncovered everything there is to uncover.
Let me just take a quick gander. This episode. Claire.
And you know what? Claire. All I want right now that we're done here, is a breakfast burrito. I just want a breakfast burrito.
Hold the eggs.
Did you ever get the eggs out of your bangs?
Maybe that's why they look so good that day.
Oh my God.
Okay, everybody. Next week, we got. What do we got?
You guys have to rate it. You guys have to rate it.
Oh.
I give it a 100 out of 10. Eight? Is that an eight?
She gives it a nine.
Nine.
I give it an eight.
Jenny's giving it an eight.
I can't put this finger down without this finger going down.
It's I give it
put the thumb down.
100.
Oh my God, so smart.
You gave it a 10, Amy?
Call me Margaret, not Maggie the cat.
Oh my God. Why didn't we talk about that? I literally wanted to just put my foot through the TV at that moment. Oh, she's so like, call me Margaret until I really get a hold on the character.
I was like, oh God. And Laura's just,
oh, good times. Good times. Great episode, everybody. We are looking forward to it.
Sorry, shout out to me being right. John Sears does come back. Celeste is coming back. Lucinda's coming back. Buckle up, everybody.
Lucinda's coming back, too. Oh, this is going to be a wild ride. Can't wait for it.
I better, rest up. I better go on bed rest.
Great directing.
Did we get paid less on these last two episodes because they had to pay so many damn guest stars to come back?
Probably.
Good directing, Mr. Walsh. Good directing. This was a hard one. He had to do all that stuff.
He did a great job. If he would ever come on our podcast, we would tell him
he's too busy.
How amazing.
He's too busy. Amy, you weren't there, and Tori, I think I told you about this, but on the panel in wherever I was, Austin, the lady asked, one of the ladies asked in the audience, who do you wish you, if you could have like a dream guest on your episode, who would it be? And I was like, anyone on our cast?
I heard about this.
How good is that? I was really happy when she told me she did that. I felt very proud.
Austin.
Everybody laughed. So everybody that watches our podcast kind of knew what I was referring to.
Dude, so. I got texts immediately. They're like, listen to what Jenny just said.
I was over it. Anyway. We have another episode coming up next week.
Oh, my face.
Vital signs. I feel like a baby's coming.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, there's trouble?
That's a vital sign.
I think there's a little trouble.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Guys, okay. Don't tell us.
Try to remember.
Don't tell us. All right. We are going to watch it together. We're going to watch it next week. And until then, we love you guys.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.